The Tale of Florent. There was Willem, bay days old, a worthy knicht, and as men told, he was nepho to the emperor, and of his court a courtier. Weefless he was, Florent he hicked. He was a man that muchel micht of arms, he was desirous, chivalrous and amorous, and for the fam of world despatch, strange adventures for to seek. He rode the marches all about, and fell a team, as he was out of fortune, which my every thread to break in knet of man a sped, shop as this knicht rode in a pass, that he bay strength taka was, and to a castle they him lad, where that he few friends had. For so it fell that ilka stoon that he hath with a deadly wound fatened his own hand is slain Brancus, which to the captain was son and heir, whereof ben wroth the father and the mother both. That knicht Brancus was of his hand the worthiest of this land, and fain they would endow vengeance upon Florent, but remembrance that they took of his worthiness of knighthood and of gentleness, and who he stood of cousinage to the emperor, mad him assuage, and durstin not slain him for fear. In great disputation they were among himself, what was the best. There was a laddie, the sleest of all that men knew though, so old she micht uneths go, and was grant dame unto the dead, and she with that began to read, and said who she will bring him in, that she shall him to death win, all only of his own grant, for strength of very covenant, without blame of any wicked. Anon she send for this knicht, and of her son she allayed the death, and thus to him she said, Florent, whoso thou bay to wit of Brancus' death, men shall respit as new to talk vengement, bay so thou stand in judgment upon certain condition, that thou unto a question which ye shall ask, shalt answer. And over this thou shalt eke swear that if thou, of the south of file, there shall none other thing avail, that thou ne shalt the death receive. And for men shall they not deceive, that thou thereof micht ben avised, thou shalt have die and team aseized, and lave selfly for to wend, be so that at the die's end, thou come again with thine avise. This knicht, which worthy was, and wise, this laddie prayeth that he may wit, and have it under sailor's writ what question it shall obey, for which he shall in that degree stand in his life in jeopardy. With that, she feigneth company and saith, Florent, on love it hungeth, all that to mean axing longeth. What all women most desire, this will ye ax. And in the empire, whereas thou hast most knowledging, take counsel upon this axing. Florent this thing hath undertook. The die was set, the team attack. Under his sail he wrote his oath, in such a wise, and forth he goeth, home to his Emma's court again. To home his aventure plain he told, of that him is befall, and upon that they were in all the wisest of the land assent, but natheless of own assent they miked not accord plot, on said this and other that. After the disposition of natural complexion to some woman it is pleasance, that to another is grievance, but such a thing in special, which to him in all in general is most pleasant, and most desired, above all other, and most conspired, such o thing con they not fiend, be constellation ne keened. And thus Florent, without a cure, must stand upon his aventure, and is all a shop unto the lair, as in default of his answer. This knit hath lever for to dee than break his troth, and for to lee in place there as he was swore, and shappeth him gone again therefore. One team come, he took his leave, that langour wold he not belave, and prayeth his em he be not wroth, for that is a point of his oath, he saith, that no man shall him wreck, though afterward men here spake that he par aventure deye. And thus he went forth his way alone as knit aventurous, and in his thought was curious to wit what was best to do. And as he rode all on so, on calm knee there he would be, in a forest, under a tree, he see where sat a creature, a loathly womanish figure, that for to spake of flesh and bone, so fool yet see he never known. This knit beheld her readily, and as he would have passed be, she clepped him, and bade him a bead. And he, his horse, haved a seed, though torneth, and to her he rode. And there he hoveth an abode to wit what she would mean. And she began him to bemain, and said, Florent, be thee nam, thou hast on hand such a gam, that but thou be they better avised, thee death is shappen and devised, that all the world ne may thee save, but if that thou me counsel have. Florent, when he this tal heard, unto this old wit answered, and of his counsel he here prayed, and she again to him thus said, Florent, if e for thee so sharp that thou thur may thee death escape, and talk worship of thee dead, what shall e have to me made? What thing, quod he, that thou wilt ax? E bid never a better tax, quod she, but first, ere thou be sped, thou shalt may lave such a wed, that e will have thee troth in hand, that thou shalt be mean husband. Nay, saith Florent, that may not be. Read on forth the way, quod she, and if thou go without red, thou shalt be sickerlik dead. Florent, behit her good enough of land, of rent, of park, of plew, but all that compteth she at nocht. Though fell this knicht in muchel thought, new goth he forth, new cometh again. He wot not what is best to sayn, and thought, as he rode to and fro, that chase he mote on of the two, or for to talk her to his wife, or else for to lays his leaf. And then he cast his avantage, that she was of so great an age that she may live but a weal, and thought put her in an eel, where that no man here should know, till she with death were overthrow. And thus this young lusty knit unto this old loathly wicked, though said, if that none other chance may mark me deliverance, but only thilk same speech, which, as thou sayest, thou shalt may teach, have here mean hand, ye shall they wed. And thus his troth he layeth to wed. With that she frounceth up the brow. This covenant ye will allow, she saith, if any other thing but that thou hast of me teaching fro death the body may respite, ye will they of the troth acquit, and Ellis bay none other way, nu hearkne me what ye shall say. When thou art come into the place where new they mocken great menace, and upon thee coming abide, they will anon the samitied oppose thee of thine answer. E wot thou wilt nothing forbear, of that thou weenest be thee best. And if thou make so fiend rest, well is, for than is there no more. And else this shall be me lore, that thou shalt say, upon this mould, that all a women livest wold be sovereign of man's love. For what woman is so above she hath, as ho saith all her will? And else may she not fulfill what thing her were lavest have. With this answer thou shalt salve thyself, and other wees knocked, on one thou hast thin end wrought, come here again, thou shalt me fiend, and let nothing out of thee meaned. He goeth him forth with heavy cheer, as hey that not in what manner he may this world's joy attain. For if he dea, he hath a pain, and if he live, he mote him beend, to such on which of all kind of women is the unsameliest. Thus wot he not what is the best. But be him lief, or be him loth, unto the castle forth he goeth, his full answer for to give, or for to dea, or for to live. Forth with his counsel come the Lord, the thing is studen of record, he send up for the laddie's son, and forth she come, that old mon. In presence of the remnant, the strength of all the covenant, though was rehearsed openly, and to Florent she bade forthy that he shall tell in his avise, and he that wot what is the priest. Florent saith all that ever he could, but such a word come there none to mouth, that he for yift or for behest micked any wees his death rest, and thus he tarrieth long and lot, till that this laddie bade all gate that he shall, for the dom final, give his answer in special of that she had him fairest opposed. And then he hath truly supposed that he him may of nothing yelp. But if so be thou wordes help, which as the woman hath him taught, whereof he hath an hope cocked, that he shall ben excused so, and told out plain his will though. And when that this matron heard the manner who that this knicked answered, she said, ha, treason! Ho they be that hast thus told the privity which all women most desire. E wold that thou were a fear. But, natheless, in such a plight Florent of his answer is quit. And though began his sorrow new, for he mote gone, or been untrue, to her which his troth had. But he, which all sham dread, goeth forth instead of his penance, and taketh the fortune of his chance, as he that was with troth affighted. This old wicked him hath awaited, in place whereas he her left. Florent, his woeful, havid upleft, and see this veck where she sat, which was the loathliest what that ever man cast on his ee. Her nose brass, her brew is he, her een small and deep set, her cheek is ben with tears wet and revelin as an empty skin hanged doon unto the chin, her lippis shrunken ben for age, there was no grass in the visage, her front was nara, her lachis hoar, she looketh forth as does a moor, her neck is short, her shoulder is curb, that micked a man's lust disturb, her body great, and nothing small. And shortly, for to describe her all, she hath no leith without a lock, but leak unto the wool sack, she proffereth her unto this knicked, and bade him, as he hath behicked, so as she hath been his warrant, that he here hold covenant, and be the bridle she him saith. But God wot who that she him pleaseth of such wordes as she spaketh. Him thinketh well nigh his heart breaketh, for sorrow that he may knocked flay, but if he would untrue obey. Look, who a sick man for his hail taketh balmoin with canel, and with the myrrh taketh the sucre. Wreaked upon such a manolucre stand Florent, as in this diet. He drinketh the bittre with the sweet. He meddleth sorrow with leaking, and liveth, as ho saith, deeing. His youth shall be cast away upon such on which as the way is old, and loathly over all. But nade he mote, that nade a shall. He would all got his trouth hold, as every knicht thereto is hold, what hapsoever him is befall. Though she be the foulest of all, yet to the honour of womanhead him thought he should talk in head, so that for pure gentiless, as he her couth best address. In ragus, as she was to tor, he set her on his horse to fore, and forth he taketh his way soft. No wonder, though, he sicketh oft. But as an ool flayeth be nicked, out of all other breedes sicked, reeked so this knit on dais broad in close him held, on shop his road on nictus team, till the teed that he came, there he would abide, and privily, with out a noise, he bringeth this foul great coys to his castle in such a wease that no man micked her shop of ease, till she into the chamber cam, where he his privy counsel nam, of such men as he must trust, and told him that he nadis must this baste wed to his wife, for ellis had he lost his leaf. The privy woman were assent that shouldn ben of his assent. Her ragus they anon off draw, and as it was that team a law, she had a bath, she had a rest, and was arrayed to the best. But with no craft of combs broad, they miked her locks shod. And she knew would not be sure, for no counsel. And they, therefore, with such a tear as though was used, ordained that it was excused, and hid so craftily caboot that no man micked sane him out. But when she was fullich arrayed, and here a tear was all aseed, though was she fouler on to see. But yet it mine own other be, they were wedded in the nicht, so woe begone was never nicht as he was than of marriage. And she began to play in raj, as ho saith him well enough. But he thereof nothing, ne love, for she took thon chair on han, and clepeth him her husband, and saith, me lord, go way to bed, for e to that intent wed, that thou shalt be me worldest bliss. And proffereth him with that to kiss, as she a lusty laddie were, his body micked well be there, but as of thought, and of memoir, his heart was in purgatoire. But yet for strength of matrimoine, he micked mock none a sign, that he ne mot all got his plea, to gone to bed of compania. And when they were abed, naked, with oot to sleep, he was awaked. He torneth on that other seed, for that he would his e'en heed for looking on that foul awicked. The chamber was all full of licked, the curtains were of sendal thin. This new bride, which lie within, though it be knocked with his accord, in armis she beclept her lord, and prayed, as he was turned fro, he would him turn a yenward, though. For new, she saith, we ben both on. And he lay still as any stone. But ever in on she spake and prayed, and bade him think on that he said, when that he took her be the hand. He heard and understood the bond, who he was set to his penance. And as it were a man in trance, he turneth him all suddenly, and see a laddie lie him be, of 8 to 10 winter age, which was the fairest of visage that ever in all this world he see. And as he would have tak her knee, she put her hand, and by his lave, besucked him that he would lave, and saith that for to win or less, he mote on of 2 things chase, where he would have her such on nicked, or ellis upon dais licked. for he shall not have both a two. And he began to sorrow, though, in many a wees, and cast his thought, but for all that yet quoth he knocked, devise himself which was the best. And she, that wold his heritus rest, prayeth that he should chase all got, till at last, long and lot, he said, O yea, me leavis hail, say what yo list in me querel, e not what answer e shall give, but ever weel that e may live, e wol that yea be me maistress, for e cannot myself guess which is the best unto me choice. Thus grant e yow mean whole of voice, chase for us bothen, e yo pray. And what as ever that ye say, richt as ye wall, so wall ye. Me lord, she said, grant mercy, for of this word that ye now sayin, that ye have made me sovereign, me destiny is overpassed, that never hereafter shall be lasted me beauté, which that ye knew have, till ye be tak in to me grave. Both nicked and die, as ye am new, ye shall alway be such to you. The king's daughter of Sicily ye am, and fell but sith a weal, as ye was with me father lot, that me stepmother, for an hat which toward me she hath begun, forshap me, till ye had won the love and sovereignty of what knit that in his degree all overpasseth of God nam. And, as men saith, ye ben the psalm, the deed proveth it is so. Thus am ye yours evermore. Though was pleasance and joy enow, each on with the other played and love, they live long and well they fared, and clerkis that this chance aheard, they written it in evidence, to teach who that obedience my well fortune a man to love, and set him in his lust above, as it befell unto this knit. For thee, me son, if thou do richt, thou shalt unto thee love obey, and follow her will be all away. Mean holy father, so he will, for ye have told me such a skill of this ensample new tofore, that ye shall evermore therefore hereafterward mean observance to love and to his obeisance, the better cape. And over this of preed, if there aught else is, whereof that ye me shrive shall, what thing it is in special, me father axeth, ye yo pray.